to Water Online Radio, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, and broadcasting direct from WEFTEC, the water quality event. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
And we are back, broadcasting live from the Los Angeles Convention Center and the trade show floor of WEFTEC. I am Todd Schnick, joined by my co-host, Todd Youngblood. Todd, we are wrapping up this third hour.
Yeah, Todd, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to go after one of those strawberry thingies that our last guest had. That looked pretty tasty.
It looked like Pepto-Bismol.
No. But I know what Pepto looks like. Guy my age, you know, has dealt with that quite often.
Okay. Can we get to our next guest, please?
I think we better.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. I want to welcome to Water Online Radio the GM of QCEC. Welcome, Jim Creighton.
Thank you.
Well, before we get into a conversation, Jim, why don't you take a few minutes and just walk us through a little bit about you and your background, and then tell us about some of the work that QCEC is doing.
Well, I have been in manufacturing most of my life, manufacturing various products. I've been involved with QCEC for the last 3 years, and what we do and have done for the last 40 plus years is manufacture wastewater samplers and flow meters. We're the nation's oldest manufacturer of wastewater samplers, and that's our specialty. That's our primary product line.
Well, we definitely want to talk about these samplers, and we want to get it more into the work of QCEC, but I want to step back for a second and just ask you, tell me about the transition from manufacturing into water wastewater. That had to be an interesting transition, or maybe it was easier than I thought. What do you
mean? No. Well, the manufacturing part was relatively easy, and the basic marketing part, but the product knowledge with respect to the industry. We're a division of a major pump distributor in Des Moines, Iowa. So a lot of product information was available to me, but I pretty much had to learn from scratch. So it's a new industry. I was in the printing industry for 25 years. And so a lot of what I was familiar with, the particular industry of wastewater and water is still new to me. I'm learning a lot all the time.
Yeah, that's exciting, though, to be on a steep learning curve like that. Jim, I want to take you back to the wastewater samplers. You said you're the oldest wastewater sampler manufacturer, and sometimes that implies old technology and old school, but clearly that's not the case. Talk a little bit about how you keep up with the advances in this.
We're a pioneer in the industry. We use a particular system that's unique to it. We have a vacuum system that accumulates the sample, which is different than about anybody else, introduced that 42 years ago, the basic system itself. And, of course, we've made a lot of improvements since our controls primarily have been an area of great improvement.
Jim, walk me through to be sure that I understand exactly what a wastewater sampler is and how that serves your customer.
Well, every treatment plant has, of course, an influent and effluent, in and out a system, and they're required to sample those areas. In industry, a lot of times the municipality that is affected will sample the industry's effluent or output, and we sell a sampler sometimes to the municipality, but also to the industry themselves, so they can monitor, you might say, check the checker. We have an extremely accurate self-learning system that particularly appeals to industry because of its accuracy.
Jim, if I'm the guy in charge of the wastewater plant for a municipality, I've got all kinds of ugly challenges facing me. Now, from your perspective, what are the toughest ones and how can you help address them?
Well, the toughest ones, I think, are probably generic to any governmental body. There's that pressure for the FTE, the full-time employee, and the efficient use thereof. There's emphasis from other regulatory agencies for greener technologies and, you know, overall lower costs. So always a constant pressure to reduce costs.
What are some new products that you guys intend to offer in the soon and be future to help address some of these issues?
Well, it's in development right now. We're going to be offering a solar assist program that's going to reduce energy costs. We're working to improve our heat loss. These are refrigerated samplers. You have to keep the samples at a certain temperature. So all of our samplers are refrigerated. With heat loss systems, the better we can improve them, the lower the operating cost will be.
What other way? I'm just looking for examples. I keep putting myself in the shoes of the guy running that plant under constant pressure to reduce cost. What other ways could you help me do that?
All right. The biggest way, and by far the most important, is that we have a sampler. All of the other samplers on the market have a tube. They have peristaltic pumps that they use. They're a plastic pump with rollers that create a vacuum in a tube, which wears and has to be replaced periodically. The biggest issue we have that we can offer there is that we have no tubes to replace. So depending on how often you sample and how often you have to replace your sampling tubes, you can generally pay for ours within 5 to 10 years. It'll pay for itself as related to a peristaltic system.
So your technology just reduces the maintenance aspect dramatically, it sounds like.
Practically eliminates it. It'd be a very, very little maintenance.
Shifting gears a little bit, talk a little bit more about regulation. You touched on it earlier. How big an issue is that for you and your customers?
Well, it's something that you hear about all the time, and I think it's a regional thing. Some people, there's more pressure depending on the location. Some places, often remote locations, it's not an issue at all. They probably should be, but it's not. And it's something you hear about a lot. We do what we can to address, you know, to address those issues. There again, having a system that'll provide an accurate sample is extremely helpful.
Is QCEC exhibiting here?
No, we're not. We have been at every WEFTEC except this one. We passed this year because of some internal issues that we have. We're moving our manufacturing area, and it was just not practical for us to be here.
Yeah, Jim, a lot of folks here have talked about collaboration, and with the pace of technology and just the sheer number of different types of technology, that collaboration among various industry players is becoming more and more important. Talk a little bit about how you guys are doing that.
Well, we've got collaboration with some suppliers of solar equipment we're coming out with a solar assist system to reduce energy costs. We've got collaboration with a major state university. We're developing a new sampling system that will sample the water, but it'll also sample any gases and actually measure the gases as well. It's a patent we're working on with a major university. We're working with a major manufacturer for a remote data transmission, which is big in this industry. It's something that we're always looking to improve.
Yeah, that saves a lot of time and therefore money.
Yes.
Well, Jim, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Let you go, share with the audience how they can contact QCEC and learn more about the good works that you're doing.
Well, the easiest way is our website, which is qcec.com, and that'll give you all the contact information, email, fax, phone.
Jim, it was a real pleasure. Thank you for joining
good.
Us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, that wraps this segment. On behalf of Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.